Historically in America, the military in its various branches has been friendly to Christianity. For example, before we even became a country, Commander-in-Chief George Washington insisted on chaplains for the military. But in recent times, especially after the repeal of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell measure, there have been different reports of the military clamping down on Christian chaplains if they hold to biblical morality on such issues as the traditional family. Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt is a retired military chaplain who today runs the ministry Pray in Jesus' Name. Chaps, as he is known, joins us now on Vocal Point to discuss Christianity and the military. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and this is Vocal Point. Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt, welcome back to the program. It's always a pleasure to have you on, sir.
Thank you, Jerry. God bless you in Jesus' name, and thank you for carrying on the work of religious freedom, especially for our troops and chaplains in the military.
Well, you're very kind. Okay, so what is it like right now for chaplains in the military? Here, George Washington was a huge advocate of chaplains in the military. I know for a fact the ACLU tried to even remove the phenomenon of chaplains back in the 1980s. Thankfully, they were unsuccessful. But what is it like to be a chaplain, a faithful Christian chaplain in the military today?
Well, chaplains are under attack in the military today, especially by the Biden administration, who are now issuing letters of reprimand. For example, Chaplain Andrew Calvert in Texas was issued and then rescinded a letter of reprimand for simply posting on Facebook that he believes that transgenderism is a mental illness. And that's a true statement, by the way. It's diagnosed in the DSM-IV Manual of Mental Illnesses under gender dysphoria. But just for telling the truth, this chaplain was reprimanded by a three-star general out of Fort Hood, Texas, and the chaplain is now fighting to keep his career. In other areas, chaplains are being disrespected and ignored, not just for praying in Jesus' name, like my story was, but now, in light of the COVID vaccine mandates issued by the Biden administration, chaplains are writing letters, positive letters, on behalf of any soldier or sailor who requests a religious accommodation or an exemption from the vaccine mandate. Now, listen, I got the vaccine. I don't have a religious objection. But the chaplain's job is to advocate for people who do, even if their religious view disagrees with my own. And so chaplains are writing these positive letters. Yes, they have a conscientious objection to getting the vaccine because of their religion. Those chaplain letters are being ignored, and they're being thrown in the trash, essentially, because now 4,000 servicemen have been discharged, 24,000 religious waivers requests have been denied by the Biden administration and the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, ignoring the chaplain's recommendation that they be granted.
Now, in fairness, hasn't the Supreme Court kind of, in effect, sided with those in favor of the vaccines, even if it means that somebody loses their jobs?
No. In fact, there are now 9 lawsuits still active against the military that the Supreme Court has not weighed in on. Oh. What the Supreme Court did in probably back in January was decide that people can be reassigned if they don't have the vaccine. They don't have to be deployed if they don't have the vaccine, but they cannot yet be fired if they don't have the vaccine for religious grounds. In fact, 2 courts, one out of Florida and one out of, I think, Louisiana, have issued temporary restraining orders against the military. They've ordered the Secretary of the Navy, for example, you may not fire sailors who refuse the vaccine on religious grounds, because the Constitution defends their right to opt out. There are also medical arguments and FDA requirements that not being met by the military. But the religious argument has constitutional teeth, and the judges are recognizing that sailors and soldiers have constitutional rights of religious conscience and religious objection. This recently came to light at my alma mater. You may recall I'm a graduate of the United States Air Force Academy. And 2 months ago, nobody was talking about this, but I broke the story on our national television show, Pray in Jesus' Name News, when I announced that 13 cadets were receiving letters of reprimand. 3 seniors at the Air Force Academy were not being allowed to graduate because of their religion. Now, why would you get a letter of reprimand for your religious views? Well, the 3-star general, Richard Clark, the superintendent of the Air Force Academy, had promised me publicly on video at a public meeting, absolutely, Chaplain, I will defend religious freedom for my cadets, even if they don't get the vaccine because of sincerely held religious beliefs. But then he broke his word. Instead of absolutely, Chaplain, I'll defend their constitutional rights, he did the opposite. He ordered that they get the vaccine. He denied their religious accommodation waiver requests, and he ordered their letters of reprimand given by the 1-star general to 13 cadets who were then reprimanded. And the letter of reprimand is illegal because it says right at the top, this is because of your religious waiver denial. That's why you're being reprimanded. Well, the Congress has passed a law to prevent this. You know, of course, everyone knows soldiers have to follow orders. Airmen have to obey the orders of the senior officers. But did you know the senior officers have to obey the laws of Congress? And Congress has written a law. It's in Title 10 of U.S. Code that conscience and religion shall not be used as the basis for adverse personnel action. And that's what they're doing. They're using conscience and religion as the basis for these letters of reprimand, which makes them illegal on their face. And now the cadets will have to sue to get their career back. 13 cadets have been disenrolled. The seniors were not allowed to attend their own graduation ceremony. And now they're being ordered to perhaps pay back $165,000 in back scholarship money. And they're not being commissioned as officers in the Air Force. This is a waste of their training dollars, and it's heartbreaking to the cadets who earned the right to graduate but were denied because of their religious views.
And just so I understand, what is it about the vaccine that they oppose to on religious grounds?
Well, thank you. Like I said, I do not share this same religious objection, but it seems sincere to me because they believe, and it is scientifically verified now, that all American-made vaccines, whether it's Pfizer or Merck or Johnson & Johnson or I don't know what the other one is.
Moderna.
They were all tested on aborted baby body parts. Mm. Now, you think about that. There was a stem cell baby that was killed by abortion in the 1960s, and that baby's genetics are still alive today. They've been kept alive in petri dishes, and the vaccines were tested on those stem cells, and therefore they have a connection to the sin of abortion. And that violates the conscience of many of these cadets, and not just the cadets. Yes, 13 cadets at the Air Force Academy, what's the big deal? No, 4,000 servicemen have now been kicked out of the military in the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guardsmen, and Space Force. 4,000 discharges, 24,000 denials. That includes 357 pilots. And did you know 32 Top Gun Navy pilots or United States Air Force fighter weapons instructors, the best and brightest? When you go see that movie, Top Gun, with Tom Cruise, those are the 32 pilots that Joe Biden is kicking out of the military right now, denying their religious waivers. And we're asking people to take a stand. If people would please call the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, and say, stop the religious purge. Don't kick out 4,000 servicemen for their religion. Call Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin today at 703-692-7100. Again, the phone number is 703-692-7100. And ask them to stop the religious purge of Christian servicemen.
So you're saying that 4,000 soldiers who are people of conscience in the military are literally going to lose their military career because they're not willing to be vaccinated because of religious objections. It's like the old phrase, get the jab or lose your job.
Yes, and change your religion or lose your job, because they have a sincerely held... Now, we know 4,000, this is confirmed by Associated Press, have already been discharged. 24,000 have been denied religious waivers. So another, if you do the math, 20,000 servicemen are in danger right now of being kicked out next week or next month. We don't know when this is going to happen. Thankfully, the courts are still looking at this, and it's too late for some, but it's not too late for everybody. And at any moment, Joe Biden could change his policy. But the Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, announced that he would engage in this kind of a purge when he was confirmed during his Senate hearings. He said, "I want to purge all extremists out of the military." Well, we didn't know at the time that he meant all the Christians out of the military on the basis of their religious objection to abortion, their religious objection to the vaccine mandate. Those are the extremists. It's your sons and daughters, the best and brightest, the people of conscience at the Air Force Academy, who will not violate their own oath to defend the Constitution. Instead, they're being kicked out because of their religious conscience. This is a religious purge now, and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is directly responsible, which is why I'm giving out his phone number, 703-692-7100.
Wow. Okay, give us, we have got 4 minutes left, or 3.5 minutes left. Give us some good news we can hear about what's going on in the military and with chaplains and so forth.
Well, thank you. The good news is chaplains are once again permitted to pray in Jesus' name in the military. You may recall my story, and Jerry, you were helpful to me way back when, and Dr. D. James Kennedy had me on his TV show in 2006 when the government said to Navy chaplains, "You're not allowed to pray in Jesus' name. You can be punished if you do that." Well, I did that anyway. I stood in front of the White House in my Navy uniform. I prayed in Jesus' name on national television, demanded my own misdemeanor court-martial, and was found guilty of worshiping in public. But the good news you asked for is that 300,000 people petitioned, and Congress changed the law. The Navy repented, and now the chaplains can pray in Jesus' name, even in uniform, even in public, 7 days a week. It was never grandfathered back to my case. I lost $1 million pension. But people ask me, "Chaps, that's a great price. Was it worth it? Would you take a stand like that again?" And I say yes, because now the other chaplains have freedom once again to pray in Jesus' name, even in public, even at a government microphone. That was later vindicated by the U.S. Supreme Court in a 2015 case, Greece versus Galloway. 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court of the United States ruled it's okay to pray in Jesus' name, even in public, even at a city council meeting or a state legislature, even in the military. You can use the word Jesus, and it's not banned speech forbidden by the government. So we won, and we always win, because Jesus is more popular than Nancy Pelosi. I think we're going to take back the state house, the U.S. Congress this fall. I think we're going to take back the U.S. Senate. And now 13 U.S. senators have signed on to new legislation for religious freedom for cadets at the military academies. 12 U.S. congressmen and 13 U.S. senators, led by Marco Rubio of Florida, are now introducing legislation for religious freedom at the military academies. And if we take back the House and Senate, that will become law, because they will put it into the NDAA and Biden will have to sign it. So thank God religious freedom is on the rise if we participate in the elections this fall.
Wow. Okay, we have 30 seconds left. I just want to say one thing since you mentioned Greece v. Galloway. Our mutual friend, Bill Federer, who wrote the book America's God and Country, that book was cited by the U.S. Supreme Court in the Greece v. Galloway case, saying, look, the founding fathers had prayers in the name of Jesus before we even became a country. We shouldn't deny that today. How about a 20-second concluding thought, chaps, and you can give us your website, too.
Thank you, Jerry. Our website is prayinjesusname.org. We need people to sign a free petition. Click on the first row underneath the header, prayinjesusname.org, and sign a petition for our troops to defend religious freedom. Sign that today when you visit prayinjesusname.org, or you can call us for prayer at 866-OBEY-GOD.
Okay, Chaplain, always a pleasure. God bless you and keep up the good fight.
Okay, God bless, Jerry.